All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Brett Caldwell. He's the Director of Communications for the Teamsters Union. Mr. Caldwell, thanks for making time for us here today on America's Radio News.
Thanks, Chris and Laura. Good to be with you.
Okay, so I'm going to take a different tack because a lot of folks, especially on the conservative wing, are all up in arms about what Mr. Hoffa said, the SOB comment, the declaration of war, and all that kind of stuff. Let's take a step back and look at where this all started. Back in January, where Gabby Giffords was shot, and then there was a huge outcry that came out from the left wing that said, you know, this is because of bad political rhetoric. And they centered in on Sarah Palin, who talked about targeting certain districts, and she had crosshairs. And everybody before that had said, you know, this was just a form of political speech. Isn't that what Mr. Hoffa was engaged in, just a form of political speech, and he wasn't really calling for violence?
Well, absolutely. And Jim Hoffa, if you play the full clip, which was edited down by Fox and misrepresented, said that we need to go vote and take these SOBs out. Now, whether people like the language or don't like the language, he said, go vote and take them out. There's no type of violent rhetoric involved in that.
Right. So there was nothing wrong with what Mr. Hoffa said, and there was nothing wrong with what Sarah Palin was doing that she caught criticism for back in the day.
Right. Well, you certainly didn't get any criticism from the Teamsters Union for whatever language that somebody uses. We are in a war. We believe that wholeheartedly. People are out attacking our members, and we have to stand up for ourselves. And that's what Jim Hoffa was saying, and that's what we're doing, and we're not going to back down.
So, Brett, tell us a little bit about this war that you say is happening.
Well, it started on January 1st of this year when some of the Tea Party-backed candidates like Scott Walker and John Kasich took office, and rather than focusing on the economics that their states are facing and the job challenges and everything else that's going on in their states, the first thing they did was introduce legislation to take away collective bargaining rights for government employees. They do not care about working people, and they are doing everything within their power to undermine the rights of working people.
Well, Mr. Caldwell, let me challenge you a little bit here, because we recall the public employee unions out in Illinois marching on that state's capital, 15,000 members demanding tax increases on their fellow citizens so they wouldn't have to take cuts that were coming in state government. A lot of folks out there in the private sector aren't working. Do you see why that might not play so well, where the folks in the private sector that have to fund those public employee unions are being asked to dip further into their pockets so that your union membership don't have to feel the pain of the recession?
No, that's a little bit off base here, because if you want to talk about addressing the economics, that's one thing. Do it through negotiations. Do it through the collective bargaining process. Do not go in and take away these workers' rights. You're essentially invalidating their collective bargaining agreements through the political process. You know, go through the process. You negotiate if you need to make cuts. Negotiate if you need to handle things differently. But don't go in and take a political knife and cut away people's rights. It's just not. It's not the way we do things in this country.
So, Mr. Caldwell, you know, conservatives are pretty much anti-union in many ways. It sort of seems that way. They're looking to take away some of the workers' rights, whereas unions seem to be fighting very hard to keep those rights. What is the big problem here? Why can't both sides come together and find some compromise?
Well, because they are out to eradicate everything we have gained. They don't care whether workers get pensions. They don't care whether they have retirement security. They want to cut Social Security. They want to cut Medicare. They want to cut Medicaid. They want to cut every single thing that we have gained over the last 80 years. And so there isn't a middle ground. We have tried that. We've been there. They are sending our jobs overseas. People don't have a place to get a good middle-class job where they can send their kids to college and they can make a living. You know, we're not building things in this country, and we've got to turn that around.
All right, Brett, you know what? We're going to keep you in the Rolodex. We want to get you back on. This whole labor issue is not going away anytime soon. Brett Caldwell, Director of Communications for the Teamsters Union. Appreciate you making time for us today, sir.
Thanks, guys.